It's a long drive across Nevada. A long, hot, boring drive. Hey, do you want to try something fun? Yes. I want to suck your cock while you're driving. Haven't you ever fantasized about me doing that? I knew it. I've wanted to do this for so long, but it never felt like the right time. But I'm bored and horny, and you just seem like you wish you were doing anything else but driving. So it seems like this is the perfect timing. I know what I'm doing. Just keep watching the road. You're acting like I've never blown you before. You're so tense. And I know this will make you feel better. Just trust me. This is definitely one of the perks of wearing shorts for this drive. I didn't have to fumble with your fly at all. Am I making you drive faster? I can hear that engine revving as I suck you off. It's sort of turning me on to hear that, actually. I mean, we're already breaking the law. We might as well really have fun with it then. Why don't you speed up some more? I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere on an empty highway. I think it should be relatively safe. That's definitely having an effect on you. I can feel the vibrations from the engine coming up through the seat and into your cock when it's in my mouth. It sort of tickles. But I like it too. Keep going. The faster you drive, the harder you seem to get. So why don't you just put the pedal to the floor and see just how hard you can get? This has to be the hardest you've ever been. I wish I could fuck you now, but we're both going to have to make do with this. Not that I'm complaining. And given the way you're moaning, too, you certainly seem to like it. You can go even faster? Then do it. Keep accelerating. Push this car as hard as you can, and I'm going to try to do the same to your cock. I like the challenge of trying to do this in this situation. Just imagine if a police officer pulled you over right now. How would we explain the fact that you were speeding and driving recklessly while your girlfriend was on her hands and knees next to you, sucking your cock? I think we'd both be going to jail for sure. But what a fun story that would be. So keep your eyes on the road. You don't want to crash while I have you down my throat. And trust me, as hot as I look right now, just feeling what I'm doing to you without the visual stimulation of seeing me do it will make it feel so much better. I'm a wonderful distraction. And don't you want to be surprised by sensations too? Like this? Oh, that groan. Do you see what I mean? Just keep watching the road and let me work. These curves are scary, but they are making me even hotter. That last one we took made my ass bounce hard against the car door, like you were spanking me with the car. This whole thing is edging me so much right now. I almost want to tell you to pull over so you can fuck me hard while I'm on my knees, bent over the back seat. But I'm going to be patient. Your pre-cum tastes so good. Damn it. You're spanking my ass again with the car door. I sort of love these curves now. I bet we're making record time down this highway, too. We'll be home in no time. And I'm sure you'll be more than ready for round two by then. I know that sound. You're really close to blowing your load, aren't you? And you know what I want, don't you? Oh. Calm down my throat. I want every drop. I've earned it. I can't believe how much of it there was. I wasn't expecting this to turn you on so much. But, again, I'm not complaining. I was going to suggest we fly next year, but we've definitely found something that will while away the hours. And I think we can officially say we belong to the 120-mile-an-hour club now, too. But I think you can slow down now, though. Mm.